Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, welcome to the big show, the big New Year's Eve edition of Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us. If you're on one of the 300 radio stations that are taking this broadcast, thank you for being here. If you're on one of the two television networks that carries this broadcast, thank you for being here as well. We are very honored to have each of you viewing, watching, listening as we get into the big news of the week and what's going on. We've got a big show for you, by the way. In fact, let's go back to the big board real quick there, Mr. Ivan. We have got for you tonight a number of topics that are going to be of vital importance that we get to. Everything from what your kids are going to face in the new year to what, there's actually...
Somebody just held somebody back. Stephanie, just look at that. It looks like a fight breaking out on the floor.
You and I should reenact that.
Wow. Okay, somebody's pulled
right
somebody back. Stephanie's with me now, by the way. And it looks like things are getting a little bit hot. Let's listen in.
Yeah, so stay civil, she said. Stay civil, the parliamentarian said. Very important for them to stay civil, especially when you consider that nobody wanted to be there through 15 rounds of doing this. Now, I know that there were some people that were making claims on cable news all week. Oh, we're just the good guys. We're just trying to do the right thing. We're just trying to make sure that, the will of the American people, the true what's best for the American people gets done. That's all we're trying to do, said Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz over and over again. But did you know this? Over the last 3 days, Matt Gaetz, who was the very last vote to fall last night, when he realized the jester stands alone, when earlier in the week before that, I'm on a lot of lists. All right, so there's politicians up and down the spectrum that are sending me things all the time. I don't know how many lists Matt Gaetz bought, but at one point yesterday, I got 12 identical emails from what I'm assuming are already established lists that I'm already on, begging for money, saying he was never going to back down to Kevin McCarthy, and he was gonna stand up to Kevin McCarthy. And yesterday he kept printing Instagram after Instagram of ways in which Kevin McCarthy was a liar and he was terrible and he was all of these things. Matt Gaetz kept saying all that stuff publicly. And then the fight that you just saw break out on the MSNBC there, who evidently couldn't get a camera on the actual action, that fight was caused because in the 14th round of voting, Matt Gaetz, instead of voting for Speaker McCarthy, he voted present, which kept McCarthy from getting the speakership by one vote. So they had to come back last night at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Start the whole thing all over again. 15 times it took place. In between the fight that broke out, because there were Republicans getting testy about this. They're like, we're done with this. We got to get on with the business of the people. So Mike Rogers and a couple of others standing over there by Gates wanted to go after him a little bit. He'd been fundraising all day on his prowess in holding up the speaker's election. But man, did he sing a different tune on Hannity last night. Did you catch that?
This has never been about me or Kevin McCarthy. It's about the American people. And the American people want to know that the rules of the House of Representatives would never allow something like this terrible, horrendous omnibus bill to ever pass, ever again. And that's what Congresswoman Boebert and I have been working on. And while I know that sometimes these discussions can be a little awkward up front, I guess it's like a prenuptial agreement that you'd be preparing. Sometimes there can be some uncomfortable moments in the preparation, but it can be necessary. I am excited and encouraged. I am grateful that Speaker-designate McCarthy has been so receptive to each and every change that we have demanded. And, Sean, we're at the stage right now where I'm running out of stuff to ask for. I mean, read the bills, have a balanced budget, have a border plan. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy is agreeing to all these things. And, again, it's never been about him. It's been about draining the swamp, making this a more honest, transparent, open place. And we may have a few finishing touches. We may be able to get this resolved tonight. But I am proud of the entire Republican conference. And we're going to be stronger and more unified and more able to hold this administration accountable because we have had these early moments of sorting things out.
I think he protests a little too much there. And he's trying to embrace the whole conference. The whole conference has ticked at him. And by the way, all of these concessions that he's claiming victory laps on at the end, these were all things that Speaker McCarthy was willing to do anyway. He didn't strong-arm Kevin McCarthy into something. He didn't suddenly help Kevin McCarthy figure out that he needed to be America first. You know who was actually helping win votes over for Kevin McCarthy yesterday? Not Matt Gaetz, who pretends he's the number one America firster in the country. It was Donald Trump. The former president's calling caucus members saying, hey, you can't fire the 87,000 IRS agents until you elect a speaker. Get that done. And that was priority number one before all of this mess started. I'm hoping that it still will be for Speaker McCarthy. But all of these things that he and Lauren Boebert supposedly were saying, oh, well, we're holding his feet to the fire. And then they, on the other side of their mouth, they'd say, well, he wasn't really the problem. It was making sure that we don't go along with the status quo anymore. Well, how is Kevin McCarthy going along with the status quo? Well, you know, we just got to stop the status quo. This was an exercise in foolishness is what it was. And Matt Gaetz knows it more than anybody else. Lauren Boebert, the rest of the conference that stood up pretending to be the ones that were, you know, America First and the Freedom Caucus members, which Jim Jordan was, they were all on the same page. They were never not going to be on the same page. So Matt Gaetz can lavish himself all the praise he wants to and all the ways he said, ah, well, you know, this isn't about us. It's about coming together for the American people, which you've prevented doing for a week, Matt. One last bit of advice to Matt Gaetz. As long as you're doing business with partners that are trafficking in human beings for sexual purposes, don't make jokes about prenups. It doesn't fit well with you and your level of discernment when it comes to some of that stuff. I know you were investigated and cleared, and I'm fine. But as long as you're doing business with people that are in that line of work, let's stay away from the prenup stuff, okay? Okay, let's go to the big board. We got a big show for you tonight. We're going to talk the anniversary of January 6th. We have the Capitol Police Chief who was on duty that day and who's going to name names and tell tales about who was informed about the problems and when he was and what should have happened. We'll get into all of that coming up. Bryce Eddy's going to join me next. We're going back to the border because that is one of the major issues that Congress needs to tackle, and there's a lot of work to get done down there. A little bit later on, Kevin Sorbo is going to be with us. He's got a brand new action thriller hitting theaters. It is the next story in the Left Behind series, and before you roll your eyes, just know that it's getting great reviews. It's got a great cast, you're just going to be surprised. That's all coming up. Plus, we got the very talented Steven Rogers with us tonight. He is not the Captain America that you might think that he is, but he does share the name, and he'll be with us on the dry bar comedy stage. Brought to you by Dry Bar Comedy, revolutionizing stand-up comedian opportunities by not giving in to their worst instincts. It's really good stuff. Dry Bar Comedy. Check them out on the Angels app, the Angel Network app, which is where my family enjoys them. And I hope you check that out. But anyways.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. There are a lot of things that the new Congress will have to focus on come January, and one of the very important ones, I think, is always going to be national security and what we need to do to shore up our weaknesses as they've been exposed in a lot of different areas. We've had lots of experts on this show talk about this very thing, K.T. McFarland, first and foremost among them, saying that with China, we've really got to play a different type of game than maybe with Iran or Russia. Someone that may agree with that statement is Brian Clark, Senior Fellow and Director for the Center for Defense Concepts and Technology at the Hudson Institute, and he's calling us live from the Pentagon. Very appreciative of his time for this. Brian, thanks for being here. There's a whole theory out there that, well, it's not a theory, it's proven. China has exploited us with commercial technology left and right. They've stolen a lot of secrets on IT proprietary stuff for a long time. TikTok's probably spying on us even as we speak.
Right.
But you guys have said there's a way to turn this commercial technology to our advantage. First of all, why do we need to? And secondly, how do we do it?
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for having me on. Absolutely. Commercial technology is advancing so much faster than what the military is able to do for itself or with its custom-built systems that the DoD just needs to start embracing that commercial technology's opportunity. So one great place for that is 5G. So we've got this huge investment in 5G being done by the private sector to serve billions of users far beyond anything that the DoD or the U.S. military has. And what you're seeing is that the electronics they're able to generate are much more sophisticated. And they stay at that cutting edge. And the U.S. military's electronics are, you know, generally Cold War technology that's been sort of advanced a little bit over the years. But, you know, it's custom built, it's legacy, it's not able to be as sophisticated as it could be. So we can really advance a lot of the military electronics, you know, the electronic warfare systems, the radars, the weapons. If we start bringing in microelectronics from the commercial sector and put them into these weapon systems, and instead of, you know, looking at the military as being behind, you know, put the military at the leading edge.
Isn't this how we used to do defense projects? I remember, because I grew up in the shadow of Carswell Air Force Base, but L.D. Bell Helicopter and some other companies that worked on a lot of, you know, private sector items that were had military application were also headquartered in that region of the country. And I just remember thinking, well, isn't this the way it should be done? Like, private sector advancement can help the very sluggish public sector need for these things.
You're right. And so during the Cold War, you know, the U.S. did put a lot of investment from the government into, you know, new computer technology, telecommunications, you know, nuclear power. It said all these technologies emerged out of the government, but then the private sector took them and then, you know, rapidly advanced them. And the government, meanwhile, kind of stayed the same. So now what we need to do is sort of flip the script. Instead of the government sort of spurring commercial technology development, now take the commercial technology and import it back into the government.
So let's talk about what this looks like practically speaking from what our current needs are. What could we take advantage of, and what would, you know, what will it do, and especially in relationship to China?
You bet. So right now what the U.S. military is looking at doing is trying to create a much larger force with a lot more unmanned systems, a lot more swarming unmanned systems that would do jamming, decoy, deception, that would carry weapons just like you're seeing in Ukraine. And these systems are, you know, relatively supposed to be cheap and numerous. Well, the way you get to cheap and numerous is by taking the commercial electronics and using them instead of custom building your own. And that's been a big problem for the U.S. military is it defines its own requirements. requirements. It requires everything to be custom built, whether it's a radar or an electronic warfare jammer or the guidance system on a drone. But instead of building it all yourself, if they harvest this from the commercial world, so 5G base stations, 5G cell phones, our own user equipment, all incorporate the kinds of sophisticated chips that you would need in guidance systems for drones, for example. They incorporate the kind of antenna and transmitter equipment that you would need to be able to have a high-end jammer or high-end radar. That stuff can be simply imported right into military systems and used more or less off the shelf. And DoD needs to start embracing that. And it's starting to in a very small way, but we need to accelerate that effort.
If that is in fact the case, and I'm trying to think through all the different angles on this, isn't there a danger in the commercial market being somewhat compromised if it is known that our military is using the off-the-shelf solutions?
Right. So if you knew which chips the U.S. military was going to use, and if the U.S. military didn't adapt them in any way, there could be that danger. I mean, but the one benefit of using commercial electronics is it's if you're, you know, for example, Qualcomm makes hundreds of millions of each of its sort of 5G modem chips that go into your cell phone, hundreds of millions per year. There's no way for them to know, or for anybody in the supply chain to know, which ones are going to go to the military versus which ones go to your or my iPhone. So the just the vast quantity of commercial microelectronics are such that it's going to be hard to figure out which are being diverted for military purposes. The other thing is that the DoD is also looking at ways to adapt these commercial electronics slightly to, you know, meet its own needs, but then to also incorporate what they call zero trust. So if you take the commercial microelectronics chips, and then you repackage them in a new way, new architecture, it's hard for the builder to understand exactly what it's going to look like when it gets into the weapon system. So it's a way of establishing a zero-trust relationship where the DoD can feel like you can take these commercial electronics, repackage them in any way that, in a new way that the original manufacturer doesn't understand, and they can feel confident that that final architecture is not something that an enemy could predict and then exploit it.
Because that was the rationale behind why government had standards that it set privately, right? I mean, that so that right. No one else could know the problem is when they started doing that, a $5 hammer began to cost like $75 to the taxpayer. Is that the same type of idea here? We're paying way more through the nose for something that's not nearly as good.
Absolutely, right? So instead of designing your own hammer, go ahead and buy the commercial hammer. And then that might mean you have to change how you fight a little bit. So for example, as the military starts to adopt more of these cheap, numerous systems, that gives it the opportunity to use some of these commercial microelectronics because it doesn't have to be specialized for the military's particular way of doing things. So it means that the DoD's got to start rethinking how it defines requirements so that it can go to a commercial-first model, essentially to say, well, what's on the shelf that I can use, and then what does that mean for how I'm going to operate and fight and build these systems? Because how they do it now is they decide how they want to fight and build the systems, and then they go custom build something to solve that problem.
Right.
They need to start reversing that model to look commercial first instead of custom built first.
It's too much reinvention of the wheel when the wheel is
exactly working
just fine. Let me ask you this. It's no secret that one of the reasons China is so intent on Taiwan is because of their microprocessor capabilities, and they can turn out billions of them. Is this a way that we can also have an impact on that conflict by boosting this sector for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a way the U.S. government is putting a lot of investment through the Chips and Science Act. It just put these export controls in that are trying to reduce the amount of leakage of technology over to China. So certainly by having the military become a bigger customer of commercial microelectronics, that's going to help improve the condition of the U.S. microelectronics supply chain.
Does that have direct impact on the Chinese-Taiwan equation?
It does, right? So if you make yourself less dependent upon Taiwan by investing more in U.S.-built microelectronics that the military might use, then you're going to make yourself more resilient and reduce that vulnerability that you have to Taiwan becoming part of China. It also reduces the value to China of invading Taiwan because you're not going to be able to cut the U.S. off from the microelectronics that it needs.
Well, I really appreciate you helping us understand this, Brian Clark of the Hudson Institute. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. It was great to be on.
You got it. Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is confirming that five more classified documents were discovered at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, stated that the documents were discovered Wednesday and Thursday. Democratic Representative Suzanne Bonamici of Oregon is recovering after she was hit by a car. Bonamici and her husband were leaving an event Friday night when they were both struck by a vehicle crossing the street. A new public statue honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife is causing some divisive reactions in Boston. The sculptor says he designed it based off a photo of MLK and Coretta Scott King embracing each other, but the design is being questioned by many. One person has the winning Mega Millions ticket from Friday's drawing worth $1.3 billion. It was purchased in Maine. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and glad to welcome back Bethany Mandel. I don't think we got to speak to her last week, but glad to have her back on the show today. And Bethany, the most recent piece of your, one of the more recent pieces of yours that ran in the Spectator, deals with something. You put forward an interesting premise in the title, that falsehoods about abortion put lives at risk. Some people would say, no, duh, an abortion kills a baby every time. You're talking about the lives of the mothers. This has been a theory that has gone around. There have been theories about this for a long time, breast cancer and some other associated conditions. What are you actually taking aim at here, and what do my listeners need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually was contacted
by a doctor, a friend of mine, and she said, this is something you need to look into because I'm hearing from women across the political spectrum, across the socioeconomic spectrum, and they just don't understand what this Dobbs decision means for their health. And so they're coming into her office afraid that they are not going to be provided with life-saving care in the event of an ectopic pregnancy or other sort of life-threatening conditions, when that's just not, it's not the reality.
Right.
In Texas, they've always been afforded life-saving care since abortion was made illegal there, and that's not going to change with Dobbs nationwide. But liberals have decided to try to scare the bejesus out of women and have told them that they're going to die. Abortion is health care, and if abortion isn't legal, then they die. And it's panicking women, and it's affecting their care, and it's become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy where doctors are hearing that they're not allowed to provide life-saving care, and so they are not providing life-saving care because they have a misunderstanding themselves of the law. And
wait,
so
doctors are actually doing that?
Yes. Yes. I spoke to a doctor.
Shame on the doctors for being that ill-informed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You would think that if you're a practitioner of medicine, you'd at least be up to date on what the law says about your practice.
You'd think, right? So I spoke to a doctor in Michigan, and the weekend that Dobbs landed, they had a patient come into their OR, into their ER, sorry, and she had a suspected ectopic pregnancy. And even the higher-ups said, we don't really know because now we're operating under a 1931 law that outlawed abortion. And so let's just not provide her care until we figure it out and we talk to our lawyers. And there was a doctor in the ER that said, that's absurd. I'm administering care because to not do so is malpractice. But they had to go against the higher-ups at the hospital to do so. And there's stories like that going around where whether it's ignorance or honestly political malice, there are doctors who are not providing care that they are legally not just entitled to provide, but morally required to provide.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, if people have seen the film Sophie's Choice, it's any time that the life of the mother or the child is a question, it is a sad and disheartening thing. I think one of the things that people also need to understand is that these things happen on a very low percentage basis, you know, as compared to healthy pregnancies. And so we're not talking about a massive number of women that need to be panicked about this. This is something that even if it was the worst case scenario, impacts a very, very small amount of people. But the very minimum should be that doctors know the truth and that they're telling their patients the truth.
Yeah, and they're not. And I spoke to another doctor who has been working at a pro-life Catholic hospital, and they have never provided abortions. He's been operating under basically Dobbs for a very long time. And he was at a conference among other doctors who said, well, we don't know how to provide care. And he raised his hand and said, I can tell you. I've been doing it. And he said, anyone who's actually concerned and doesn't know, come to me after this speech, and I am happy to walk you through how I provide care. No one came up to him. And later on in the conference, the same conversation came up, and that doctor sort of gave up the game and said, well, I mean, it's not impossible to know what we're allowed to do and not to do, but abortion is health care, and we don't want to let go of that talking point. And so even sort of they're admitting that they know how to provide care, even under sort of
tough circumstances.
This new reality, yeah, where abortion isn't legal, but that doesn't mean that they can't provide life-saving care.
Well, it's always interesting to get Bethany Mandel on the case when someone tips her off to look into something, because she always gets the facts straight. Bethany, appreciate it, and appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Eat don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin O'Connor.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. You know, it was just this weekend when, for the first time, I saw the Breitbart headline saying that Father Frank Pavone, who founded the organization called Priests for Life that Dr. Alveda King and others have also represented over the last several years, had been officially defrocked by the American ambassador from the Vatican to the United States, and that this is the there's no chance for appeal, and there will be no rehearing of it. And Father Frank Pavone said quite bluntly, I will never stop being a priest. I thought it was interesting as to the reasons why they said they defrocked him. And let's get into that with some discussion with Dr. Gina Loudon, a thrice-credentialed human behavioralist who knows a thing or two about the games that people play. Dr. Gina, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Oh, always great to be with you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's it. Hey, let's quickly discuss Father Frank. When it comes to one of, like, I don't know, one of the real heroes of the pro-life movement, this man has put it bluntly for as many years as I can remember, and he's never backed down from absolute truth. And I might also add, I've never seen him once be in any other way than agreeable and winsome and saying the hard things with as much good diligence as he possibly can. What do you make of the decision by the Vatican to take this action against him?
Yeah, I think it's important to note, Kevin, that one of the things about him is the grace with which he proceeds to do his job.
Every day, I couldn't help
but be struck, honestly, by this in a special sort of a way, because so many of us have been condemned or persecuted in our own arenas for whatever reason, but very few of us, myself included, I guess I was just shocked because his demeanor is always so full of grace and so deferential and so loving and so kind that I was surprised that he even managed to get under someone's skin, which tells you this isn't at all about him. This is about a woke Catholic Church doing an actual purge with an agenda. And all you have to do to know where the Vatican is on all of this is take a look at the fact that they are aiding and abetting the illegals coming across our border right now. Human trafficking and human slavery is at an all-time high in our world right now because of Catholic charities and the Catholic Church. None of that's being condemned.
Yeah.
But they find reason to condemn Father Frank Pavone, one of their best advocates. If nothing else, Kevin, they could have left him alone to just be out here in the conservative realm, keeping some of their conservative members who are undoubtedly going to leave over this decision. But you know what? It was more important to them to be woke and to advocate evil, and I'm talking about patent evil here, than it was to just kind of go along and get along and let conservatives stay in the church because other people are there, and it makes you assume others are, but I guess they're not.
What's interesting was I kept, as I would see the stories coming across over the weekend, I kept trying to look for the rationale. What was the major crime that he committed to get defrocked? I mean, in evangelical circles, which I'm far more familiar with, you know, if you have an affair while you're in ministry and you're unrepentant, you lose your pastorship. If you embezzle things from the church, money that is not yours to take, you lose your job. If you do any, you know, if you molest children, if you do any number of things that that as a pastor you know are beneath the level of what a pastor is allowed to be as a leader in the Christian faith, you plan on losing your job. That's the given going into it. It's already going to happen. So I'm looking very carefully through the news stories. What did he do? He put something on Facebook along the lines of saying that Democrats were godless. And because he wouldn't retract it for saying that Democrats are godless, that meant he was hate-filled and he had to lose his post?
Yeah, and it, obviously, this is just malarkey, right? This is not about anything.
Besides the fact that it's true that Democratic platform is godless and that they're killing unborn children, that aside, yes.
Right, and rather, Kevin, than condemn the fact that they advocate killing babies, condone killing babies all the way to birth, not to mention slavery, trafficking, not to mention pedophilia, and all the rest of the things that the Democrats do, rather than impugn the party, which they could do and probably have some serious impact, they decide to impugn the messenger, which is Father Frank Pavone, and it just says so much about where they are today. I think it's the beginning of the end of the Catholic Church in terms of having any sort of credibility out there in the world. And I'm so curious. What I went all the way to Catholic schools. I don't even know if you know that, but I went to Catholic college, at Catholic master's program, my first master's program, and so I completely am so used to there being, you know, a big
by between liberal and Catholics, that you think they would care somewhat about keeping their conservatives there. You know, you've got your cross between your social justice warriors who tend to be on the leftist side, the Jesuits and the rest of them, and then you've got on the conservative side, you know, a lot of just grassroots kind of Catholics who just work real hard. And are
well, let's face it, the vast majority of the pro-life movement has been fueled by faithful Catholics for years. And
yes,
the head of almost every major pro-life organization for a long time were most likely Catholics. That's changed a little bit in the last 10 years, but not tremendously. But anyway, having said all of that, I hope that Father Frank does stay in the conversation. I hope that it comes to the attention of the American bishops that have separated themselves from the Vatican on a lot of issues in the last few years, and I hope that there's some pushback on this. That this cannot be allowed to stand, and the Vatican seem to have just this iron fist that can come down on anybody whenever it wants to. There's got to be some accountability here, and we can hope for that end, but we'll certainly report on it. Hey, real quickly, what's on your big show tonight?
Well, tonight we are, I think, doing a best of the year show. And we've got one of the coolest things is the Christmas information by Bill Federer, who I know you also love, who is a Catholic, and I can barely wait to ask him about this issue.
That'll be interesting for sure. Dr. G, yeah. Always appreciate you.
Always appreciate you, too.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Stay here.
And in fact, as we continue, it will be the number 2 song of the year, working our way to number 1 in the music spotlight next hour. But up first will be number 2 in our next segment. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Stay here.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was an entire year in the making, but we have finally determined what the top two songs for the New Music Spotlight were. And at number two, it's Taylor Swift.
I have a thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Midnight's become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've lost to stand there in the room. I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and prices. I end up in crisis. Screaming from dreaming, one day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming. It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching toward your favorite city. Pierced through the heart, but never killed. Did you hear my covert narcissism? My disguise as altruism, like some kind of conversation. I wake up screaming and dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning. The laughter. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. It's me. Time. Everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. I have this dream, my daughter-in-law kills me for the money. She thinks I left them in the will. The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, she's
laughing up at us from hell.
Me, I am the problem, it's me. Me, I am the problem, it's me. Everybody agrees. It's me.
Swift and Anti-Hero was number one on the charts for six consecutive weeks in 2022 and came in second in the New Music Spotlight for the year. At the end of hour two, we will unveil the song that finished first with a record-setting number of weeks at number one on the major charts. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on this commemorative radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.